2017, the Supreme Court that was handpicked by Nicolás Maduro's party nullified and stripped the National Assembly, or Congress, of their powers. The National Assembly was chosen by vote and was the only government institution that was run by an opposition majority. Imagine when the Democrats took the House, if Trump was like, no, I don't like this anymore. The House is no longer a legitimate part of government. And here's another House that I made up with everyone that agrees with me. Americans would be furious. So too are Venezuelans. Venezuela erupted in protests. Hundreds of protesters, most of them teenagers, were detained, some of whom were tortured and murdered. Meanwhile, despite these protests, Maduro made his own Congress that he could control, just like that. Fast forward to May 20th, 2018, where this illegitimate Congress calls for presidential elections. Now, during these elections, the most popular opposition candidates are either jailed, exiled, or banned from running. In other words, there is no legitimate way for the opposition to run. So these sham presidential elections are held anyway by Maduro's government, where only 20% of the population voted. However, a lot of the 20% were public employees who were intimidated into voting by threats from the government. These were called illegitimate elections, not just by the Venezuelan people, but by the international community. Interim President Juan Guaido has been backed by the international community. Yes, this includes the United States, but do you know who else backs Juan Guaido that isn't Trump? Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Germany, the Socialist Party that runs Albania, Canada's progressive prince, Justin Trudeau, Australia, Paraguay, Peru, the government run by the Socialist Party of Spain, whose president said, what is going on in Venezuela is the opposite of socialism. The list goes on.